Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 The Dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? What's that? My favorite card? Yeah, it's the Seven of Spades. My least favorite card? Joey. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say good afternoon to Chris Alvarado. Lean but never mean. What's a time of day or night that feels the calmest to you?
8 a.m.
That's right. That's a good one.
Thank you. My dog's been sleeping later than I have, so I have that moment in bed where I'm just alone.
Uh-huh.
Thinking.
Right.
Feels nice.
I threw out the word calm. We're still sticking with it.
You know, then you get up. You know what I mean? And then your day really starts. And then here comes the judgment and the self-doubt. And you go on to Gary Anthony Williams' Instagram. Like, oh, he's having fun. A lot of cool actor friends and him are having fun. You know what I mean? And it's like, and then it just like doesn't feel that good anymore. So definitely 8 a.m. before the world has let me know that I'm nobody.
Okay. That is the correct answer. I had all that down here. And thank you for it. Hey, it's Gary Anthony Williams, the aforementioned Gary Anthony Williams, GA Dub. How much time have you spent at sea?
Wow. Not nearly. Seriously. And I know I like to come on here and play a lot of grabassery and joking around, but not nearly enough, buddy. Mm-hmm. Not nearly enough. My father was in the military.
He sure was.
Yeah, you know that. More than anybody, you know that. Mm-hmm. And So that said,
yeah. Thank you. And now Craig Kakowski with his streaming docuseries review corner. Kakao?
Kevin, streaming docuseries review. Yesterday, Sasquatch came out on Hulu. Very excited for that. It's streaming. It's multiple episodes. Possibly involves the Pacific Northwest hominid creature known as Bigfoot colloquially or Sasquatch to serious cryptozoologists. I have clicked on Add It to My Page on Hulu.
Yes.
And I realized I was supposed to have it watched in time for this review.
Right.
That has not happened. Okay. That has not happened. My queue is scarily full.
Appreciate all the preamble and no review whatsoever. And now please welcome back house fave Mark Gagliardi.
Ooh, hello.
HR gags and stuff. Tell us about that time you were doing Shakespeare and it did not turn out as planned.
Well, I was doing Romeo and Juliet, like I do, in the role of Juliet, like I do. Yeah. And there's that final scene where I wake up and Romeo has, you know, already drank the potion from the true apothecary whose drugs are quick.
Right.
But the actor playing Romeo in this particular production had left a little bit of the poison still in the bottle. So when I went to take that sip and find that, you know, the poison is all gone, you know, gone and left no drop for me. There was actually a drop that had been left for me. And I spent 3 weeks in the hospital.
Thank you for sharing all of that.
That was rough.
True story. And last but no Five Guys fries for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Codger Dodger, what was your experience like aboard their ship?
I'm going to pause that question and go to the Five Guys fries intro. Man, I love Five Guys fries. They just dump fries on you. And now this is what I heard. I don't know. This is probably true. But they know they already pre-weigh the fries and the dump it. So you think you're getting more, but it's actually what they were going to give you. So it's not like I'm like, oh, this is such a sweet treat. Because I'm always, when I go to McDonald's, I get a small, I get a medium, and I get a large fry. Mm-hmm. They used to have bucket of fries at McDonald's. I don't know if you remember that. They have a bucket of fries at Mickey D's, and I would get the bucket and just soup that up, you know?
Really good because of McDonald's French fries good for about 28 seconds?
They're good for about 28 years, my man. I don't know if you know the chemistry in them, but yeah, it's the Five Guys fries, man. Yeah.
Hello, our same suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks such as video of Five Guys. Please go head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our spanking new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com. We helped you.
Scene one comes from Christine, who wrote Pavlov's dog meets Schrodinger's cat. For those of you who aren't hip to Schrodinger or his cat, it refers to a thought experiment he proposed. He's a renowned physicist, Irving Schrodinger, and he wanted to illustrate the weirdness of quantum theory.
Please don't talk down to us, Kevin.
Okay.
We know this.
Dave's pet.
It's a beautiful bell you have here on the door.
Oh, thank you so much. Come on in. What can I do for you, sir?
The beautiful bell, my dog. It's
this bell.
Your dog is drooling all over the floor, yes, sir.
Yes, it's linoleum. Yes, easy to clean, huh?
It is easy to clean. Are you
diggling?
Could you please stop ringing the bell? Sorry, you know, it's every time someone comes in the door, the bell rings.
I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a customer in front of me. I have here a pet carrier. Is there a pets in the carrier?
I mean, I and clearly hear him. It sounds like a living cat inside.
Or could that be a recording of a cat?
Excuse me. Could you please stop just ringing the bell indiscriminately?
Indiscriminately? Every time I ring this bell, something happens.
Yes, the same thing happens every time. Your dog is drooling all over the floor. And do you want me to get him a treat or something? Let me get him a treat. Here's a couple of milk bones.
No, well, I hate to tell you, he came a little late. We are closing up shop for good. We will not be making bells. We will not be selling bells. We're done. It's a digital age. It's a new age. We got a couple bells in the back, but that's about it.
I'm fine with this, but if Mr. Pavlov comes in here, it's going to be your ass, buddy. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you know this terminology, but your ass will be grass at that point.
In what capacity?
Well, he'll cut it like he would grass with a push mower, I suppose.
This is nuts. We got to save the business. There's got to be some way for us to raise enough money.
You don't even work here, dude. You just live here, okay? You live here because you clean the shop. You can still live in this empty space.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I have something I'd like to say about that strange-looking fella living in this building that I have acquired.
I have a few hoops
he's going to need to jump through first of all.
I'll do whatever it takes.
One of those hoops is an earring right there on my wife's ear.
What's going on here?
This man who lives here needs to jump through my wife's hoop earring. All right, Gabriel.
But the hoop is so tiny. I'd need to shrink or something. I don't have the technology to shrink myself.
That's what you're thinking of. look, that's why we gotta shut down this whole place, okay? All right, nobody wants bells anymore. You could tell Pavlov or whatever that. Listen, maybe he can get a digital bell. There's apps for that.
Look, I'll go talk to Mr. Pavlov, but let me explain something to you. Your butt.
Yeah.
Your butt will be equal. Yeah. Highly said. Your ass is. Let me call Mr. Pavlov. Hold on, just. Okay.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, I'm looking at the floor here. This stain. I don't know what it is. I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's not going to come out. I know it's linoleum, but it's just not coming out.
It's. What do you mean it's not going to come out? It's pee. A drool. It's something. I don't know what it is. There's puddles, buddy, here all the time.
It's
a pet store. There's always puddles around.
Hey, look, Timothy, if you're going to own pets, you need to realize where liquids come out of them. Now, I know that I read in your pet owner's manual, and I'm reading page 1.5. Pee tends to come from a dog's mouth.
Yeah, that's that. Look, I was having a real stressful day. This is my first time working in a pet store. I got some of the answers confused. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I know where pee comes out of. Obviously, okay. Everybody does. I'm not stalling.
And I guess it was just like, a rocky childhood probably leads to the choices I'm making now, right?
Yeah.
Would you say so, Mr. Dr. Wait, Marcus, what are you doing here, dude? I'm here seeing my therapist, Dr. Schrodinger.
Well, I just thought I'd follow you around. There's got to be some way for us to save the shop.
Just so you know, I'm charging you double for this.
Oh, fine. So, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Do you have any kind of experiment you could do? Look, here's what I'm getting to. I don't know what you do
exactly.
Is this
a real skull?
I am a theoretical physicist.
Okay, so how is that?
So not a therapist, but
not a therapist. Okay,
but you called me. You know, I always need a little more cash on hand. You know.
So what's your deal? What's your process?
Do you have a cat?
That's a good question. Do I? Do I have a cat? And is the cat alive or dead?
What?
This is my favorite. This is my favorite. What? Is mine cat alive or dead?
Answer the question.
For the last question, is his cat A, alive, or B, dead?
Can I phone a friend?
Now you may phone a friend.
Okay. I'm going to phone my, this is crazy. We haven't talked in about 28 years, but we were childhood friends.
Oh, where'd you guys meet, by the way? Just curious.
At elementary school.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Reed Elementary School in the in Northern California Bay Area.
Sounds wonderful.
His name is Dave. And anyways, let's get him on the line.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. We don't have it. You say, let's get him on the line. I don't have your friend's number. Do you have your friend's number?
No, I don't know how to get a hold of him. Dave?
Oh. Hello?
Wait.
Dave?
Who the fuck is this?
Dave, it's Ronnie.
Ronnie, who the fuck is this, huh?
Ronnie Timmerson and Dave, you're live on Who Wants to Be a Quadrillionaire.
Oh, I'm live, huh? You see my asshole? Hey, stop calling this fucking number.
Okay, so now...
That was not Dave. That was not Dave.
Who was that, babe? Come back to bed.
Just fucking call. Just call on my phone.
Hey, you were just kissing me so sweetly. Get back to the kissing.
Gosh, I'm on my head now. All right? I'm just going to go work out downstairs. Son of a...
Oh, God damn it. Hi, are you Dr. Schrodinger, the theoretical therapist?
Am I?
A friend of mine gave a recommendation. I just really needed to talk to someone.
Well, when there is a recommendation, that creates an actual Schrodinger who is a therapist. But also, there is another Schrodinger out there somewhere who is maybe not a therapist. I have a wager with my friend Pascal on this very subject.
Can I talk to the one who is a therapist, though? We're positive that
that's me.
We're 100% positive you are the therapist, Schrodinger.
100% is anything 100% positive?
I mean, no, I don't know. I don't know where fluids come from in animals.
Timmy, this is 100% positive. You have dog urine running through your body. That's 100%.
Oh God!
It's true.
How long do I have?
Oh wow!
Oh my God! Thank God I caught you in time, Dr. Michaels. I'm so sorry I caught you the wrong test results. Oh. These are his test results.
Oh
here.
Oh my God!
I gave you the test results of a porpoise. My mistake.
Oh my God!
Then that is normal. Then there's dog urine in porpoises. That.
Yep. So we looked at your porpoises insides, as you do. Mm-hmm. Are you keeping the porpoise with other animals in the home?
Not with other animals. There are only the porpoises in a tank filled with dog urine, but not with other animals.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, it's just that we found a lot of dog urine in the porpoise's bloodstream, and now that makes sense. You should keep them in a tank full of dog urine. Okay, the next question, where are you getting all this dog urine?
Oh, you'll want to speak to a friend of mine.
Whoa, you just got dark. Why you put those sunglasses on?
Oh, you'll know.
You just took them off.
So, Dr. Pavlov, you say that every time the bell rings, your dogs pee.
Yes, and I collect the urine.
And sell it.
Profitable, not?
This is good.
I think, why waste?
Why waste?
That's what I said.
I have so many side hustles going on as well.
Oh my God, I'm just raking in the cash. It's nuts.
You have to side hustle because scientists just do not make money.
Hey, it's sorry to interrupt. Would you two like to hear specials? Or would you like to put in a drink order?
I'm happy to hear the specials, honestly.
I'd like to hear the specials.
All right, we got
when you suggested that there were specials that created a universe in which specials existed. I want to live in that universe.
All right, this is the one way to say yes. We have a tuna fish on rye that comes with a cheddar cheese or a Swiss cheese. We also have dolphin burgers this fine day, which I'm very excited. If you got a little on you, sir.
I'm sorry, did you call me? Did somebody call my mic?
This gentleman over here did. Is your name my?
Yeah, did somebody call me?
Well, that's
I did.
That's wild.
Yeah, what do you need? I'm sorry. I was trying to enjoy my dolphin burger.
I wanted to prove my point that when I said your name, you would come to me.
Well, I've come. If you don't mind, I'm going to go back and sit down and enjoy my dolphin burger.
Well, honey, you see, there's one recommendation.
Who was that?
over there calling for you. Do you know him?
Mm-mm. I was enjoying my dolphin burger. You know, when I'm face down in a dolphin burger, I don't want to be disturbed.
Look, Double M, I get it. But I just want to know, like, how everybody in this town seems to know you. It's like I'm not saying it's frustrating, but it's frustrating. Everywhere we go, people are calling your name.
I have a past.
That kind of is where I was getting.
So you grilled Mahi Mahi and couldn't get any answers out of her? You grilled Mahi Mahi?
I mean, she was a tough broad, I'm not going to lie to you. But in the end, she had very little to say.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ah, damn it.
Hi. I'm with the government.
Hold on, let me clean this mouth pee up while you're talking. What's up?
Well, I got some bad news for you. We're going to have to close this shop down.
What? Dave's going to be so mad.
Who's Dave?
Dave of Dave's Pets. What do you mean? His name's on the door.
Uh-huh. And where can we find this Dave of Dave's Pets?
You don't have to find Dave. Dave.
Who the fuck said that?
Who the
fuck? I'd love to live here.
And that's scene one.
Oh, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Scene 2 comes from Patreon VIP Bister, who wrote, "Hi, you guys are great. I have a request, please. A prosthetist, yeah, secretly adds next-level high-tech features to their patient's new limb. Shout out to my beautiful wife who turned me on to the alchemy this years ago. I haven't missed an episode since. Bister."
I know it's maybe considered cheating, but fighting is my passion, and all I want to do is win. You understand that, Doc?
I mean, I do. I do understand it from a molecular level. I tell you what, why don't you jump up on the table there? Let's take a look-see.
All right. When people told me that the most high-tech doctor lived and worked in a barn,
right?
I was skeptical.
You were thrown by that, were you?
I was thrown by that.
Never look a book by its horse. Well, that kneecap looks like burgers, raw burgers. So that's going to have to come off.
I'm looking for fists of fury.
Okay. Well, then you're going to have to.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do. I don't know if Bessie does. You want fists of fury. You want to put your fist through another man's face.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I want you to be the one to give me these new fists.
Both hands?
Yes, please.
So let me get this straight. You went to a doctor and you got what looks like really, cartoonish wolf hands put on you? I don't understand.
Why don't you understand, dude? I fucking told you the whole goddamn story.
You mean you got like furry fists? I don't get it.
Well, you're putting on an act. You're like, oh, I'm all confused. You fucking know, dude.
Hey, baby, look at that man with them furry fists. Look at him. Hey. Cool.
And did we have to come out to eat? I said, can we stay at your place and eat?
It's a beautiful night. I wanted to go out.
All right. So here we are. Okay. We're at Five Guys. I got furry hands, but I need a fight. You can still get me a fight, right?
Yeah, of course I can get you a fight. I'm one of the best promoters that I know. Now listen, all right? We're going to...
Tim, step into the office. I want to talk to you about this promoting you've been doing lately.
Oh, yeah.
I saw your book of promoters that you know, and you have yourself on page one, line one. Said you're one of the best that you know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
There's a guy out in the lobby. His name is Daryl. He has a book of promoters that he knows. He claims that he's one of the best that he knows. I've never done this before, but I think it's time for a promote off.
Did somebody call for Daryl? Daryl? Daryl?
Holy
Daryl.
Shit! Oh my god, is this a fog machine?
And he's self-echoing.
Holy shit!
Oh, did someone want to meet Daryl, the promoter? Yeah, that's right. You're starting at the bottom and going all the way top because I'm promoting you. Congratulations. You're the president of the United States now. Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on a second. I don't want your damn promotion. I'm promoting
Too late.
You.
You're the president now. Daryl the promoter out.
And unwillingly, a new president has been elected in the United States. His name is Daryl. Though little is known about him, what is known is that he is not at all thankful for the job. We'll be back.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Get up from behind the desk. Get your fucking mop. Yep. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. I'm sorry. I just thought it'd be fun to... Just thought it'd be fun.
Well, you thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, you I thought just thought it'd be...
Look, kid, while we iron out who's going to promote the fight, we still got to train you, okay? Now, I'm going to be honest. You do have wolf hands. You're still going to have to wear boxing gloves over the wolf hands. So I really don't see the advantage.
Look. I'm only here to be nice, okay? People say that you're one of the best trainers in the world, blah, 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 blah,
wanna,
blah.
Wanna?
Well, there's another
I am the best trainer in the world.
I know a guy who says he's the best trainer.
Oh, did somebody call for Daryl the trainer?
Oh, President Daryl.
Daryl, Daryl, Daryl.
Fuck you. And for my show and tell today, I brought my dad. He works at the news station, and he does all kinds of important work, and we wouldn't get the news without my dad. Dad, talk to the class.
Hey, everybody. I'm his dad. I do work at the news station.
What do you do there?
I'm a janitor. You wouldn't get the news without... I'm a janitor. Son, I promised myself two things when you were born. Number one, that I would never sleep well again. That's on me. I wanted not to sleep well. Number two, that I would never lie to you. You've never asked me my job at the news station, but I'm here to tell you today, I'm a janitor.
Were you there when the murder happened?
Not only was I there when the murder happened,
I
witnessed the murder.
You saw the murder?
I literally saw it. I saw the murder.
So okay, all right, let's calm down. Now, who has questions about the murder?
I have a question.
I have nothing but answers about the murder. Go ahead.
Well, let's get
did
it going.
Did you see who did it? And was it our teacher? Because we don't like her.
I did see who did it, and it was not your teacher.
Thank you. Sure? Finally.
I am not sure.
You're not going to pin it on me, kids.
So it still could have been her.
Well, here I am back at the barn. I want to have these removed.
You don't like your wolf hands now?
No, I don't like them. I don't like them.
Well, like I told you before, your kneecaps are hamburgers. So maybe we focus there and then we work our way to your hands. What animal would you like your hands to resemble?
Human animal.
Oh, you want human hands?
Yeah, human hands.
What am I supposed to do with this, huh? I mean, instead of the wolf hands, now you got tiny humans as your hands. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, look at that guy with those tiny little people hands.
I'm the left.
I'm the right.
This is nuts. This is not, and I'm also fighting the fucking U.S. president to be the best promoter. How am I supposed to do that, man?
And yet we still couldn't have this conversation at your place. You had to come
nice
get a fucking...
night. It's a nice night.
What is it with you and nice nights? What are you, on your fucking honeymoon?
Look, kid, I don't care if you got people on your hands. You're putting boxing gloves over them, so it doesn't matter.
But I'll kill him. I'll kill him if I do that.
Please, when I said I want you to talk with your fists, this isn't what I meant.
Here we are, fight night. This is me live reporting from the newsroom again. Two tiny people have died of suffocation inside the gloves of one of the fighters today.
I have a question.
Yeah. Yes.
Was it our teacher that did it?
It was not your teacher. It was not your teacher.
Could it be?
It might. It could be.
Don't lead, Henry. Don't lead.
I have a podcast that puts out some alternate theories about the newsroom murders.
Uh-huh.
And the number one theory is that it's Mrs. Arbogast.
Look.
On this season is...
No, you got it right.
No, let me tell you what. Shit, man.
Daryl would have got this.
Please listen to me. When you record, if you make
someone call for voiceover, Daryl, the president of the United States of promotion. Yeah.
Man,
voiceover
Daryl,
you're welcome to try this job. But I got to tell you, when he said on this season is of if it was perfect.
Well, okay, perfect then.
I don't need that. I don't need that. You don't got to do that to me. I don't need that.
If it was perfect, Daryl knows when Daryl's been beat. Daryl's just going to go back to the Oval Office.
That's not how I want to win. Okay. That's not how I want to win.
Look, you really were perfect. I wasn't saying that for the benefit of you or Daryl.
These ears have heard a lot. I don't want shoes on me right now, okay?
Okay. You're your own person. But just...
Look, that's not how I want to win. I want my real hands back.
Okay. I kept them in case this happened because they always want them back. So,
is that a pickle jar?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Did you want a pickle?
Look, I don't know what to tell you, right? I mean, there's no way you can fight. You got your hands back, but I mean, they're like four times the size. They're filled with vinegar. I mean, they're going to pop if they hit anything.
Hey, look at that man with that pickle jar on his hand.
I mean, they're sick. I can't believe I went outside with you with those things.
Do you have a home, dude? Do you have a home?
I'm retiring from boxing, kid. I can't do this.
Wait.
I'm out of the game. No.
Suck on this finger real quick. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Welcome back to the 5 o'clock news. We have devastating news. One of the mediocre fight promoters have just died of high saline and hard sodium chloride intake from sucking on brine. We have two witnesses to that. If I could get you to come over, sir, son,
yeah,
son, could you step up to the microphone?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks a lot. I went from janitor to the guy you see.
Did somebody say promotion? Oh, Daryl the promoter is back, baby.
That is scene two. Scene two. Mm-hmm. Oh, mommy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Scene 3 comes to us from patron VIP Haven, who wrote, "Howdy, folks. Let's get straight to the scene. The Department of Homeland Security investigates the X Games after getting wind that all of the athletes are totally radical dude. Cheers. Haven, a.k.a. the_real_have_dog. P.S. Thanks to Joey and James for having me on their live stream. Next time I'll try to actually be funny. P.P.S. Everyone listen to the Comedy Fix. It's my favorite podcast. Favorite spelled O-U, so I'm guessing Canadian. Fun topics include the rule of three, the rule of zero, the rule of negative one. Numbers as human construct. How untrained improvisers sexually assault each other, and that's just the first two episodes. In not all true. Seriousness, it's very cool to hear the fellows talk about and debate comedy theory. An interesting, informative, and fun.
Ooh, Haven. Good commercial.
Not horrible.
What was the scene?
Homeland Security investigates radical dude at the X Games.
Yes, that's your mission. Do you understand that? Okay. What is going on?
I'm
every
sorry.
Time
no,
I
send one of these. Please, may I read it again, please? Just to get it in?
I mean, he's probably the only one who wrote it down, so I'd like to hear it again.
Because
why is the doctor in the room?
Because a doctor outranks every military official. Don't you understand that? If a doctor says we can't go in there, we can't go in there, so he's got to be here.
And this is what we are now. We're investigating dudes at the X Games. This is who we are now?
It's happening on the land of our home, isn't it?
Hey, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Sarge. You think it's possible when people say that the X Games are radical that they're referring to radical more in the 80s BMX sense of radical and not so much in the ISIS or anti-American radicalization process mm-hmm. version of the word radical?
I got a question.
Go for it.
Could you answer his question, Sarge?
Look, I'm going to be honest here. I'm going to answer this question.
Hey, what's up, Ace? Yes. I like your bike, man. Looks cool.
Yeah, thanks, bruh.
Hey, listen, I was thinking maybe we should keep this shit real low pro this year. You know what I mean? I hear that they are sending fucking narcs out, fucking undercover, sniffing around for some radical fucking dudes.
And they better get ready for some axle grinders, bro, because that's all
dude,
I'm about.
Bring it down. Bring it down. Look, this is some serious shit, man. If they find out that you're an actual radical dude, you're going away. I'm talking no half pipes, no quarter pipes, no full pipes, no pipage.
Z for sale. Hey, I got some Z for sale. Either of you cats want some Z?
Dude, cats. Who's he, Schrodinger? Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll take a handful of your Z's over here.
Okay.
Z for sale.
They're a buck a piece.
One buck?
How about you? How about you, tall glass of water? You want some Z?
Yeah, I'll take some Z.
Z. You will.
All right, gentlemen. This is an undercover operation. This is an undercover operation. All right.
Okay.
Can't hear you in the back.
Then get closer. This is an undercover operation.
Can you stand?
You can come
something?
Up by me, Mike. You can come stand up by me if you want.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the X Games registration. Please just tell me each of your names and what sport you were competing in. We'll start with you, the silly hat, please.
I am their coach, and we are all competing in. They're all competing in different events. Xander here.
Xander.
Which one's Xander? That's Mike. That's Mike.
Okay.
What do you mean Xander? Xander. Your name's kid Xander.
Xander is going to be doing boomsks.
Okay. Here's your badge. Okay. And who do we have over here?
Right over here. This is Xander, and he's going
We're
to be
all
doing.
Named Xander?
I'm Xander. I'm Xander.
Yeah, Xander, and he's going to be doing motocross.
I'm a motocrosser.
There's your badge.
I'm Dr. Thomas Bacon.
That's Dr. Thomas Bacon.
Bacon. And what's your.
Hey, cool outfit, bro. Aren't you worried that your tie is going to get caught in the spokes of your bike, though?
What's that?
No, I'm not worried at all. I'm just a radical.
Radical. I mean, I've never seen your team before, but I mean, the way you guys are in those matching suits and ties and the way that you're all in your at least 40 to 50 years old, you really stand out.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, it's important to stay athletic as you get older.
Xander, can I talk to you for a second?
Xander. My name is Xander.
Sure, gnarly.
I don't know.
Oh, shit, I'm one of the Xanders, too. I got to go talk to him.
What are you doing, huh? We got to focus for these events.
Dude, you didn't tell us we was going to have fake names.
Focusing on these events, right? We have to place, okay?
Wait, why do we have to place?
how does placing? And I know that you went over this last night, but I was literally doing something else. How does placing help us investigate these guys?
Based on our intel and from the spines we got inside here, the top placers are going to be having a communal meeting, a dinner, if you will,
dinner,
outside.
That's beautiful right. The night. Dinner, sure, dinner. Will be there at the dinner.
Sarge, this has nothing to do with your overwhelming competitive spirit that we've all been talking about for years.
Not at all.
And make some noise for Mikey Rock. Okay, coming up next, we got Xander. Now, Xander's coming out of location unknown, but he's been writing for writing unknown. Well, it doesn't matter. He's here to make some noise. He's got a tie on. Give it up. Here he goes.
Oh! M-M-M-M. That is a radical, radical movies pulling out there right now. And speaking of radical, just wanted to make sure everyone got their tickets for later on tonight when we're all going to go down deep in the bunker and talk about the New World Order.
All right, X Gamers, welcome to the Top Placers Communal Dinner. This is an annual tradition here. Of course, this is on the honor system. You know whether you were a top placer or not. Yeah. We know whether you're a top placer. We've got a spread of food here that's available to everyone as long as you were a top placer.
Base, just one second. Hey, boss. Seems like we could have just claimed that we were top placers and we didn't even have to go through the whole motocross issue.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have to go to because you got second. You know what that does to me?
No.
You know what that looks like on the department? Huh? It makes us look like
I'm not normally a motocross guy.
No shit, Xander. No shit. We'll see if
and
you make the team next year.
I play second in the entire world of motocross.
All right, so now I think we should probably get to what it is we do here at these dinners.
Yeah.
Let's start spilling all the secrets.
Yeah, okay, let's put the communal in communal.
All right.
I'll go first. You all know me, and I am a proud radical.
Yeah! Radical. What's up, Chemtrail?
Radical.
Who's next? That's all I have. How about you with Xander. The hat?
Xander. Yeah. So
I'm just a coach.
Oh, that hat.
I guess I'll go next. My name is Xander. It's my first time in the X Games, but
I could have gone next.
No, you know what? you should probably go next because I'm chipping nothing. All over my tongue.
I got nothing.
You got nothing? But you just said you could have.
Yeah, just was excited about maybe going because no one ever calls me. They call the other guy in the hat, you know?
I got a pizza for Homeland Security right here.
Oh shit.
Why would Homeland Security be here?
Hey, boss, look, okay, thank God we got out of that place.
Thank God.
Why the fuck did you order pizza when we were in a dinner place? I mean, we were at a place to have dinner.
Where's our medal?
Are you saying that in the middle of that really exciting thing that we just skipped right over that just happened, somebody lost our medal?
God damn it, Xander. You play second and then you lose the medal?
I left it inside.
God damn it.
Boss, I'll just crank up the old motorcycle. Oh, ow! I'll crank up the motorcycle and I'll just ride back in there and grab the medal off the table. I think
that was just that fucking easy. Yeah.
Xander, you think you can really do that?
Wow, that was crazy. I mean, we're all just a couple of radical dudes here, and then we had to have an actual shootout with actual government agents. That's pretty radical. Proud of us.
I know, man.
That was the most exciting thing that's ever happened.
Super spectacular.
Hey, can we, just for my own, I'm just curious.
Spill
what's
it, man.
Wrong? What's,
just for your own what?
What's so wrong about being a radical dude?
Exactly.
What's the crime in that?
I think just like extremism in general is always wrong because
these
like
are the X Games. It stands for extreme games.
Exactly.
Yeah, forget it.
Do you have another theory? Anything that would be better than that, dude?
I think it's bogus.
Go ahead, smart guy. What's up?
Who cares,
yeah.
Man? No, look at me. Look at me, dude. What's
up? Stop looking at your feet.
Let's just answer him.
Wait, what the fuck's happening there?
Nothing. How'd that little dude get in here?
My hand. My hand's a little dude.
I'm the left.
I'm
the right.
Oh, shit. That fucking dude's hands just came to life.
Just like fundamentalism in general is just like always negative because you're always like putting yourself against somebody else, especially with belief systems and whatnot, right? I mean, like,
yeah, but the X Games are all about putting yourself against someone else, dude.
I know, but maybe sometimes, maybe the games aren't extreme. Maybe the games are.
Okay, why don't you go like to an ashram or a beach or a roof party? But, you know, maybe you're not built anymore for
the
X Games.
Well, I just asked him why we're in trouble. He's just trying to explain. I don't think he feels that way necessarily, unless you do. But I'm still curious as to what we are doing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all take a little Z every now and then. So what? Who doesn't? I heard even the president takes Z.
I'd like to hear what is so bad about it.
I'm scared to give my opinion.
Why?
Did somebody say the president?
Yeah. Ding, 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 he said the president, yeah. Ding, ding.
I'm here fighting radicalization and handing out Z. They're a buck a piece.
Don't our taxes pay for that?
Yeah, they do. Daryl out. Man, who was that guy?
He was radical.
He was radical. Daryl.
He was radical.
Oh, his name is Daryl?
Hey,
that's why he went Daryl's out. Right. Cool. Anyways,
so, well, like it's been a weird day. It's been a weird day.
It has been a weird day.
Yeah, man. Super weird. Super weird. Is it?
We can all agree with that.
More weird than radical.
I know, right?
All right, we're the Monster Energy tent, so you know people are going to be coming over here demanding those fucking 64-ounce bottles of Monster and probably some free merch, all right? So just be chill about it. And don't get worried if you get swarmed. Trust me on that. You got some sweet Monster running through your veins. I don't care how big a mob is. You'll be able to rip through any human body. I guarantee you, you're a monster, dude.
Excuse me, is this the Monster Energy?
Yeah, it is, bitch. What do you want?
Whoa. I'm looking for the bottled water area.
Bottle of water area. Why don't you go straight to fucking hell?
Gotcha. In your face.
Oh, dude, take a shirt.
Ding a ling a ling a ling a ling.
Ah, shit. I'm going to have to clean all this up, aren't I?
This dog just peed Monster everywhere.
All right. Oh, God.
I came out of the dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know what the hell's on this linoleum floor, but it's sentient and it is eating through it. All right. So it's acid based and it can talk. So I don't know what you want.
That is my cat. That is my cat. Yes.
Is that your cat?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it seems very much alive. Can you get it out of this cat store?
It is.
Please?
I guess we found an answer. The cat is alive. Yes.
Yeah, it is, man. One scoop it with your hands. One scoop it with your hands is acid. All right. Well, we figured it out.
Oh, God.
Damn. It went right to his bone. Can you not feel pain, man, or what?
Well, Homeland Security agents, I'm glad you all found your way here and on time. You're usually pretty late. You failed.
Huh?
I got number two in the motocross.
That's weird.
You
failed.
And I'm looking at you, boss. You fail.
You know those little sunglasses you put on when you get suntanned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a boot, that's what I'm
they're
wearing.
Just,
and I'm taking
just
them
around
off.
Your eyeball?
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. Those
little
glasses.
Things.
Yeah.
You failed.
But wait. Your hold mission. On. I missed the connection to those little glasses around the eyeballs. Then.
I was taking them off to look them in the eyes, look the director of the eyes.
All right.
And I didn't know what their name was.
Are you guys all high on Z? What the hell's going on here?
We are. Yeah. We're totally high on Z.
Xander got it for us.
Yeah. Apparently he got it from the president or something.
Some shit. Yeah. He was just throwing them out.
Now, well, pince-nez, those are the glasses that just go on your nose, right? Those are pince-nez.
Oh, yeah.
You're like all fired. You're all fired. Yeah. Okay. Matter of fact, we're now closing down the Homeland Security branch of the government.
Oh, damn, what did you do?
You can do that? A whole cabinet branch?
Talk to Daryl about it. He'll tell you all about it.
Power. Don't summon Daryl.
Don't say that.
Oh, fuck. You're in the Tink CC.
Did somebody say President Daryl?
Oh, boy.
That's our show for today.
Oh my gosh. Oh
dear God. Holy cow. Inspired.
Love President Darryl.
Let's thank all of our alchemists. Thanks to returning champion Mark Gagliardi. Mark,
oh, thanks for having
what
me.
What is up? What is happening? What are the latest? What can you tell us?
I am back in Los Angeles, awaiting anxiously the dropping of season 2 of Blood and Treasure, coming to televisions this summer. We don't have an air date yet, but I'm very excited for it for everybody to
start. Let's call it the summer of 21.
Summer 21. That's what we're doing. Yeah. And we've got I don't know, this is going to have already happened. We just did a great Thrilling Adventure Hour show on Saturday, Craig and I.
Where can folks find that? It must be...
It'll be on House Seats Live, houseseats.live. So we're going to find all of those.
They keep that in archives and folks can take a look-see?
Yeah.
House Seats Live.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Craig, you want to piggyback on the Thrilling Adventure?
I think everything he said is true. Yeah. the shows are available for a couple of weeks after they air live for purchase. And
what about the part about him being back in Los Angeles? Can you?
I cannot confirm that. Okay. I mean, there appears to be some sun in his window, but that really could be anywhere.
Good point. Anywhere there's sun. All right. And Gary Anthony Williams.
Yes.
Where are you?
I have a new show called Blood or Treasure that will be out. We like to give people choices. That will be out this, let's just call it 2021.
Is it a game show?
We think so. We've taken all the episodes, but we're not quite sure what it is yet. You're gonna love it.
So you're going to win the treasure or cough up some blood.
Or cough up blood.
All right.
You're going to love it.
That sounds sexy and exciting. Chris Alvarado. Thank you.
Are you telling me, Mark, that's not one of those virtual backgrounds? That's your actual home?
This? Yeah, this is my actual home. Did you think this was virtual?
It looks so deep.
It looks so fake.
It's deep. Look at that.
So fake.
Looks crazy ass fake.
Look, for those of you who are Patreon subscribers, you got to see that moment that just happened, because Mark, the entire time I was thinking, oh, it's a nice virtual background. You just have turns out you just have a nice home.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
I appreciate that, because I'm not sure enough people understood the benefits from being a Patreon supporter, and now they do.
Now they know. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. Joey Greer?
This is also real. This is not virtual. Mm-hmm. Everything behind me. So you see me out here around MTV Spring Break 2008.
Can you run back into
That's
it?
That's going nuts right now. Yeah. Okay. So Outkast's performance, so we're just kind of just turning
around behind my. Are they still performing somewhere?
It's 2008 MTV Spring Break here in Daytona. It's sick. But
it's always Daytona. Yeah.
It's great.
It's always sick. Well, thank you all so damn much. It's great to see your faces. And let's thank our producer and engineer to the star, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. And thank you for all of your ears and supportive nature regarding this particular podcast. It means a great deal to me and some of the others, not all of them. Yeah, that's it. Until next time,
Alchemy This!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee.
Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.